scripture reading, Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male or female servants may rest, as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Devotional. Sabbath was intended to shape our lives as a liberated people. The fourth commandment calls for a day of rest, even for people who had been enslaved. Eugene Peterson writes, "The Deuteronomy reason for Sabbath keeping is that our ancestors in Egypt went for 400 years without a vacation, never a day off. The consequence? They were no longer considered persons, but slaves. Hands, work units, not persons created in the image of God, but equipment for making brick and building pyramids. Humanity was defaced." Keeping the Sabbaths is meant to be an experience of the truth that you are not a doing machine, but a deeply loved son or daughter of God. He is not interested in simply using you to get work done. God delights in you. He provides free time once a week so that you might relish your release from all forms of oppression and slavery. Question to consider. How might the truth that God doesn't want to use you but to enjoy you give you a vision for celebrating the Sabbath? Prayer. Lord, Sabbath rest is truly an unbelievable gift. Thank you that there is nothing I can do to earn your love. It comes without any strings attached. As I close my eyes for these few minutes before you, all I can say is, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.